I'd like to invite your attention. Amen. From verse 29. We shall read. By faith they passed through the Red Sea. Is by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Let's take our seats. Amen. God still gives a true token in the hour of judgment. And for a little subject, the mystery of our lives encrypted in Rahab the harlot. Amen. God still gives the true token in the hour of judgment. Amen. Rahab the harlot. She ended up being in Hebrews chapter 11. Among the heroes of faith. This Gentile prostitute, this great harlot, until she had a nickname, Rahab the harlot. But she is among the great heroes of faith. How the Holy Spirit was very careful when he was writing Hebrews chapter 11. From among all the great women in the Bible. Amen. But Paul picked Rahab the harlot. Said it by faith. She perished not. Because she believed. Hallelujah. It is all by faith. Then James picked it up also. How Abraham was justified by works. Then from Father Abraham, James went on to pick Rahab the harlot. Leading all the great sages in the Old Testament. Isaac. Leaving Noah. All the way down. Enoch. But he picked Rahab the harlot. Says she was justified by works also. There's something about this woman that made this man to pick her up. So in Joshua chapter 2, it was a time of the Exodus. Joshua had sent spies to spy Jericho. Time had come for the journey to come to an end. 40 years in the wilderness. The Jordan was open. And this was a people who was under determination to go and take the inheritance. It was a time of restoration back to the land of the fathers. They were going back to the land of the fathers. Amen. They saw a prophet who was vindicated by God. He was called by God at the age of 80. In the wilderness, the pillar of fire appeared unto him and commissioned him. He was given 2 signs to confirm his commission. So he went down to Egypt. Because God promised Abraham that after four generations, I will send a mighty hand. They thought that was going to see a mighty hand in the form of a hand. But when the prophet appeared on the scene, he was the mighty hand of God. Until God told Moses that you are God to the people, and Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet. He was a mighty hand of God. So they were taken out in this great exodus by an exodus prophet. These exodus people, they were following an exodus prophet, going to the inheritance, to the land of the fathers. There is a prophet in these last days. Behold, I send you Elijah. You shall tend the hearts of the children back to the land of the Pentecostal fathers. He is the prophet of restoration. God sent a prophet of restoration. The Laodicean church age. Brother Branham says, but I deny upon the infallible evidence of the word that there is more than one major prophet messenger. Who will reveal the mysteries as contained in the word? And who has the ministry to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers? Thus saith the Lord. By his unfailing word stands and shall stand and be vindicated. There is one prophet messenger to this age. On the basis of human behavior alone, anyone knows that where there are many people, there's even divided opinion on lesser points of a major doctrine which they hold together. We have been in the message for a long time, but on a major thing, you see a thousand interpretations just on one thing, the message, because it's the nature of man. Amen. That means that, okay, who then we have the power of infallibility? Which is to be restored in this last age. For this last age is going back to manifesting the poor red bride. That means we have the word once again, as it was perfectly given and perfectly understood in the days of Paul. I will tell you who has it. It will be a prophet as thoroughly vindicated, or even more thoroughly vindicated than was any prophet in all the ages, from Enoch to this day. Because this man, we of necessity have the capstone prophetic ministry. God will shew him forth. He won't speak for himself. God will speak for him by the voice of the sign. Thoroughly vindicated, or even more thoroughly vindicated, of all the prophets from the days of Enoch to this present day, down through the ages, when God wanted to appear to man, he was using one form at a time. God appeared unto Moses as a pillar of fire. But Moses, he was more privileged that he saw the cloud. and the back part of a man. But God uses one form to appear unto man. When he appeared unto Gideon, he was an old man with a staff in his hand. When he appeared unto John the Baptist, he came like a dove in the wilderness. When God appeared unto Job, he took the form of a whirlwind, one form at a time. But in these last days, right from the day when he was born, on the hills of Kentucky, the great pillar of fire descended down from heaven. It was wailing down in the hills of Kentucky. What was he looking for? For a log cabin. Because the prophet was to be born. That I am told of my mother. I am told of my mother that when I was born, a light appeared. When he grew up at the age of 7, God came to him in the form of a whirlwind. When he grew up, 1950, Houston, Texas, the pillar fire came down in the Grismu Cave. Out of the pillar of fire stepped a man. Hallelujah. Then in 1963, God came in the form of 7 angels. Twice on Sunset Mountain. But 1965, 28 November, on the wings of a snow white dove, said, I went to the Catalina Mountains. Mama dreamt 6 doves. I knew the 7th one was coming. Said, go to the Catalina Mountains. One left John the Baptist in the wilderness. He saw the 7th dove. God took all the forms and appeared unto this man in this hour of restoration. Hallelujah. So it was a time of going back to the land of the fathers. And here was Moses. He was caught up in the pillar of fire. He was caught up in a cloud. And God showed him the order of heaven. Said, go and build the tabernacle according to the fashion they have seen in heaven. He was caught up in a cloud. And when he descended down, he built the tabernacle. And Brother Branham, he was caught up also in a constellation of 7 angels. And he descended down with the 7 thunders. Hallelujah. Amen. So they crossed the Jordan River. They crossed the Jordan River. It was a new generation. It was a new generation. Moses was gone. He went off the scene quite a few months before. And Joshua took over the Holy Spirit. Joshua's commission was the commission of Moses being fulfilled. It was the same commission, because God told Moses, take the people out and bring them to the promised land. So it was the same commission being fulfilled. So Joshua, he sent 2 spies to Jericho. They went to the city. They went straight to the house of Rahab the harlot. The footsteps of the righteous, they are all that of the Lord. The footsteps of the righteous, they are ordered of the Lord. These men were commissioned under the Joshua commission, a type of the Holy Ghost. These men were in the present day move of the Holy Ghost. They were anointed men. God led them straight to the house of the harlot. To the house of the elect. To the house of the elect. Amen. Why the hallowed? Because her profession, the way she was known, until when they came to ask her, where are the men? Where have you hidden them? Said, you know my profession? They came to me, of course, and I did what I do. And they went away because of her report. They believed her. Rahab the harlot, a mistress of the gentle bride. In the Ephesians, you say you are not a harlot. You say you are not a harlot. You say you are not a harlot. But you are Rahab the harlot, who was saved in these blessed days. Where did you come from? From Rome. Catholic, the mother of all harlots, from Protestantism, the daughters of the great hall. So you are like Rahab. They've been taken out from the world. So the footsteps of the righteous, they are ordered of the Lord. They went straight to the house of Rahab. Amen. Deep called unto the deep. There was a deep in Rahab. They must be deep to respond somewhere. And God sent it into her house. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Jericho, there was high security. Checkpoints everywhere. Because they heard how the wrath was coming. How Joshua, God's destroying angel, was coming. So there were checkpoints everywhere. Where do you come from? Show us your ID. Who are you? What are you up to? Checkpoints everywhere. They were on high alert. Let me see your passport. Like in Chiatwa those days. You couldn't go if your ID not start by a 63. What are you doing here? You are looking for Tammuz. Exactly the same in Jericho. Checkpoints everywhere. What nationality are you? People have been searched everywhere. It was indeed the tenth time. A tenth time. They heard that Rahab was harboring aliens. That she was betraying her nation. That these people, they are not friendly. Where did you put them? Show us where they are. She was harboring aliens. You should have reported this matter to us. But something in Rahab told her that there's something about this man. There's something about these tap boys. They were called tap boys by the prophet. Tap boys. They brought the message of the prophet into the house of the elect. Rahab was the elect of God. Inside of her was a gene of God. She was chosen and predestinated before the foundations of the world. She was in the mind of God before the world began. I am quoting the Simeon Church. That the elect of God was in the mind of God. Amen. Said, what about God's thoughts? That they are eternal. They are eternal. That will give a quality of the elect a quality of eternity. That they are eternal also. Be- Because they come from eternity. When Elohim was condescending, we were condescending with Him. When He became Melchizedek, we were in Him. When He became Jesus, we were in Him. When He was crucified, we died with Him. When He rose, we rose with Him. And Brother Branham says, we have ascended higher in the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The ascension of Elohim's eternal attributes. So Rab was an elect of God. God put a gene inside her earth. Inside her earth. When God comes to believers, He starts with the Genesis chapter 1. Seeds laid in the earth. Seeds laid in the earth. They have God's power to transform. They have power of transformation. It's locked inside of them. But what does it track? It will track the ministry of the S.U.N. So in Genesis chapter 1, there were seeds in the earth. Then the ministry of the S.U.N. The sun descended from heaven with a shout, with an open book. It was a botanical book. And the Reverend Mr. Lilly was laying in the ground when the sun descended down with an open book. Then he began to call the names of the botanical life. He began to call the names. Said, Mr. Lily. Then Lily had the calling of his name. Then he came out and was glorified in these last days. The Son of Man, He descended down with an open book, and I heard the calling of my name. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. I heard the calling of my name. Amen. So Rahab, she had an elect quality. That gene was laying inside of her. What was it waiting for? For an activation to eternal life. And Brother Branham says, in one little Bethlehem, 1958, that circumstances, they pushed Rahab into her condition, but she was the elect of God. But when the light, the evening light, began to shine upon her, that gene of life, it was activated to eternal life. Then she made a glorious decision. She made a glorious decision. That I will follow these people. I will take their religion. Because of that glorious decision, a huge portion of an inheritance was awaiting her in Bethlehem. And Brother Branham, on the wings of a snow white dove, on page 3, said, when after he finished preaching, here comes this young man called Dan Henry. Said, Brother Branham, your message is the 23rd chapter of the book of Revelation. Then he spoke in tongues. Because thou hast chosen, it is your choosing. But this is my heart away. Because of this choosing, a huge portion of heaven is awaiting thee. This is what we make and bring to pass. That tremendous victory in the love divine. Because of the choosing, God gave me a portion of heaven. When Paul came, he preached the gospel. A huge portion of heaven was awaiting Paul and his people. When they died, they went to that heaven and it was closed. Here comes that area. A huge portion of heaven was awaiting him and the believers of his day. When they died, they went to that heaven.
Excuse me, Jesus. Amen.
When they died, they went to that heaven. When Columba came, a huge portion of heaven was awaiting him and the believers of his day. When they died, they went to that portion of heaven. The biggest dimension is divided into seven compartments. When Brother Branham went off into the beyond the curtain of time, he did not see Paul. Where was Paul? And the believers of his day, in a portion of heaven, a compartment of the sixth dimension. He never saw Irenaeus. Where was he? In his own compartment. And the only heaven that's not fully occupied is the heaven of Malachi
4.
That's right. Yes. Because of our decisions, a huge portion of inheritance is awaiting us in Branham's heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So Rahab, she made that decision. I will call these people. Because of that decision, Salmon, a general in the arm of Israel, they founded the city of Bethlehem. Salmon, a general, married Rahab the harlot.
Amen.
God had a way of taking Gentiles into the kingdom of Israel. It was by a proper marriage, by revelation. Ahab did not catch that revelation.
Ahab,
he brought Jezebel into the land of Israel. But God designed
a
way of gender induction in the kingdom of Israel. Like Ruth was a gender woman. She came because they had a part to play in the plan of redemption. When you read Matthew chapter 1, you read of Rahab. Out of her, she gave birth to Christ, because that was the lineage of Christ. Amen. So that's the mystery of Rahab the harlot, the mystery of the gender bride in the Ephesians at the end of the earth. Because there is a people there to bring forth Christ. This is the secret. The world is in the bride. She must bring forth Christ as it was in Mary. The world is in the bride. She is in travail. Her step has changed. She is moving swiftly with all the caution, because she is pregnant by the world. She must bring forth Christ in these last days. And to Brother Branham, in July 63, Christ the mystery of God revealed how God had a threefold purpose to have the preeminence, the oversight, the leading. The preeminence, the oversight, the leading.
kuona kwekutungamirira,
to reveal himself in Christ,
kuzviratidza muna Kristo,
then to restore the kingdom again,
nekudzoreredza umambo zvekare.
This is God's great mystery of love expressed.
Ndo chakavanzika chikuru chamwari cherudo rwuchirwa
zvakare. If a golden man went back there,
anga ari mwari mu
golden man went back there,
anga ari mwari munhu mumwe chete panguva iyo.
It's golden man here again,
ndimwari mumunhu zvakare nhasi.
People walking conscious,
vachifamba vakangwarira,
they are amateur gods,
nekundana mwari vadiki.
And to brother Pana, in who do you say this is?
Munanzi munoti uyu ndianiko?
1964, paragraph 85, that the world anointed in you,
hanzi shoko rakazozwa,
it will make you the Messiah of the age.
Oh, Messiah was what an ass.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will make you the Messiah of the earth.
Shironi shasanga na Messiah was what an ass.
We are amateur gods.
Siriwana mwari vadi.
We are going back.
Sirikudzokera.
To our inheritance.
Panaka yedu.
So Rahab.
Sagarab.
Was harboring aliens.
Anga kavanza.
But
vatorwa.
They meant more to her.
Asiwa vaireva zvakanyanya kwari.
She decided to put her life in danger.
Akasarudza kuisa upenyu hwake
panjodzi. The word meant more to her than anything. She was convinced. She became contained. Amen.
Amen.
So when the man came, they began to talk. He said unto the man, I know that the Lord had given you the land. What a confession of faith. I know that the Lord has given you the land. For we have heard. What is it? Heard. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing of the word. So it was created inside of her. She heard of the prophet. She heard of the pillar of fire. She heard of the cloud. She heard of the opening of the Red Sea. You are supposed to know how she was feeling.
Because
you heard the same of the pillar of fire, of the cloud, of the miracles, and everything. Then faith was created inside of you. She said, I want to be part of this. I want to walk in this life. When you come out of Egypt 40 years ago, from Egypt to Canaan was exactly 40 years.
She
said, when you came out 40 years ago, we heard of a mighty prophet. We had two signs to confirm his commission.
So,
I want to be part of this. Her heart began to long for this God. As a deer panted for the waters of the brook, so her soul was longing after God. Said, when shall I stand before this God? When shall I stand before him? It was an hour of her visitation. She managed to get a little book. My life story. She got how the angel came and commissioned me. The present stage of my ministry.
Chinano cheshumiro yangu.
This is the sign of the end time.
Basi changamire ndo here nguva.
She was getting all those books.
I want my book, yes,
that something was created inside of her. That I want to be part of this. Amen.
Amen.
Said, oh my. I wish I was living there. I wish I could meet that prophet. But when she heard that the prophet had died many years ago, she was so disheartened. But Joshua, the Holy Ghost, to take over, was there to fulfill her heart's desires. That was the day of her visitation. Her name was in the book. It was put in the book. Well before the world began. And she was called in the time of the investigation judgment. It was a time of judgment. The wrath of God was moving in. Amen. That we have heard how God did was dealing with you on the other side of Jordan, on Sion and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. That because I have done this unto you, what can you do unto me also? Amen.
Amen.
His eyes was awakened to the oncoming storms of judgment. She saw El Nino rising. El Nino. Cyclone Pinio. That tsunami is rising. The oncoming storms of judgment. When she saw that, she rose and said, "Give me a true token. Give me a true token." Because she knew that outside the token is the judgment of God. Anything outside the token, it shall perish. Give me a true token. Where was the house of Rahab? It was on the wall. Where was the judgment going to strike? It was going to strike on the wall. What is it showing us? The value and power of a true token in the hour of judgment. Because where the token was is where it was going to be standing. It was going to be a surgical strike. A surgical strike. Amen. On the walls of Jericho. That give me a true token. That you want a true token. That yes, we can give you. You see this code. When we go, tie it on the window. When the road is coming, you shall be safe under the token. As they were about to go, said, "Wait, I want to ask you something. Can my mother come in also? Can my father come in also? Can my aunt come in also?" Amen.
Amen.
She became a true intercessor in the hour of judgment. A true intercessor in the hour of judgment. She called their family to be under the token. She was not selfish. That I have received the message. Let them alone. They shall perish. They shall be destroyed. No. She became a true intercessor in the hour of judgment. And God is looking for one who is not calling her parents or his parents serpent seed because they don't believe. It's because they have not caught the revelation. But you can bring them under the token. And Brother Barham says, no matter how strange that boy is, Adoption part 2. On paragraph 16. That no matter how strange he is, you can claim him under the token. That's the power of a token. You can claim your children. You can claim your mother. You can claim your father. Because all that you ever loved, you see them over yonder. All that you ever loved, you see them in heaven. When Edward died, when he died, Brother Paran began to cry. Then I remember those days when Mama could pick up the pork paws and put them in a jug. We hid them somewhere. I'd sleep off in the class and go and take a handful and eat something. Edward did not die a believer. He was not yet repentant. Said, but when we went to eat on breakfast, we shared half to half. But I will see my brother over yonder. If God was so mindful, of the dog of the prophet and his chair, how much more your stray children? He is the same as the day. Today and forever. If he was so mindful of the dog of the prophet and his chair, how much more your unbelieving father? Claim them under the token. Bring them under the token. Even if they die sinners, you shall see them in heaven. Because you have applied the token in the hour of judgment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. She was not selfish, but she claimed them under the token. And her house was safe from the oncoming storms of judgment. March the 27th.
March 27th.
Good Friday earthquake.
Good Friday earthquake.
We shook the whole world. But though it didn't balance it, it did not unbalance the earth. It did not unbalance the earth. But a day before, they were on Sunset Mountain. And the angel came down. Say, you shall see the glory of God in 24 hours. Then tomorrow, he picked up a rock and threw it up. And the whirlwind was formed. A blast went forth. All these things, you know. Under the seventh seal, his voice is thunder, lightning, and everything. Under the seventh trumpet, his voice is thunder, lightning, and earthquake. Under the seventh fire, his voice is thunder and earthquake. When he threw up the rock, there was a voice, and there was a thunder, and an earthquake. That's judgment. Fighting the west coast. And Alaska almost sank.
Alaska.
And Brother Brown said that was the beginning of the judgments upon the earth. The beginning of the judgments upon the earth. That was
March 27, 1964.
But in December 1964,
Sister
Meta
said,
what can I buy for my husband as a Christmas gift? I can buy him a Scofield Bible. And the Holy Spirit was guiding a certain Bible. Because when it was made, the one who was putting the covers, his finger ran through a glue and touched John chapter 16 and 17. The pages were stuck together. And God was guiding the Bible. It was put in a bookshelf. And led Meta to go and buy that Bible. Then January 24. 1965. He was to bring a message of bad pains. How the world is prevailing in bad pains. Here was Dr. Branham giving a medical journal that the world was prevailing in pain. Who unto the world? But when he came behind the pulpit, God made him to start with this old Bible. But when he went to preach, he picked a new Bible. When he opened it, John chapter 16, said, let me invite your attention to the book of St. John chapter 16. It's a woman in travail. She's ready to be delivered. But he is reading John chapter 17.
John 17.
Said Jack Moore. Where is that scripture found? As a woman in travel, it must be in John chapter 16. Yes, Brother Branham, it's in John chapter 16. But he read John chapter 17. But the Holy Ghost had a scripture which was supposed to be fulfilled. Isaiah 61. There's two part B. Of the day of vengeance. When God shall come in his judgment, when his hair shall be wool, his feet shall turn brassy, and his eyes as flames of fire. It was to be fulfilled in these last days, as it was in the first coming, so was it in the second coming. God moved the Catholic priest, because the priest had him the book in Luke chapter 4. But in these last days, God pushed Bishop Reverend Stanley, said, go and give me a Bible. Said, Sonny, read it out of my Bible. God is fixing to move. He is fixing to move. A bishop, a priest with all the rosaries and robes. But out of that Bible, he preached bad prayers. But when he was driving back home, they thought it was a misprint. But it was a misprint, honey. And Sister Meda said, but Brother Branham, I thought all the eyes were upon me, because I am the one who brought the Bible. Don't worry, it was a misprint. As soon as he said that, a voice spoke from heaven. He entered into the synagogue. When he stood up, a priest sent him the book. Then this day is this scripture fulfilled. Then tomorrow in the morning, he is going back to Phoenix meetings. Said, brothers, give me a few minutes, about 24 minutes. He spoke of his experience. We are living in the time of judgment. Time of judgment. 18 April. On a Sunday morning, it is the rising of the sun. He is preaching. It is the rising of the sun. And God told him, turn the picture to the right. When he turned in, what did he saw? The supreme judge in the day of judgment. 7 mighty angels, which are the 7 chamberlains of heaven, like King Ahasuerus, being united unto Queen Esther. He had 7 chamberlains. When Vashti rejected the king, Queen Esther was ushered in. 7 chamberlains of heaven. You hear people saying, these are theophanic bodies of 7 church messengers. But how can they teach the prophet the 7 seals? Because some of them were reformers. How can a reformer teach the prophet? Recognizing your day in this message. On paragraph
68
and 69, Brother Branham says, death does not change your nature. Death does not change your nature. If you die a sinner here, you remain a sinner there. If you are hot-headed here, you will be hot-headed there. If you are a doubter here, you will be a doubter there. Death does not change your nature, but it changes your dwelling place. Luther was a reformer here. He will remain a reformer there. Amen. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. It does not change your nature. But it changes your dwelling place. But
Moses
and Elijah, they died prophets. But they will remain prophets over yonder. Amen. So they could not teach the prophet anything. Because such of them were reformers. But who taught Daniel the scripture of truth? In the book of Daniel, that Gabriel, go and make this man understand. And Gabriel stood, that I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And Gabriel began to teach Daniel of the scriptures and everything. What is the highest order to reveal the word? Even the prophets. But Gabriel was teaching Daniel. But in Daniel chapter 10, on verse 21, that but Michael is one of the chief princes of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
It's one of the chief princes. Michael, your prince, is one of the chief princes of heaven. How many chief princes are in heaven? The Bible does not tell you how many of them. But in the book of Thessalonians, that when Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire. Amen. I'm going to offside, but let it come back. It is a time of judgment. He is the supreme judge. Then 11 days later, 28 April, 1965, an angel who put a blessing upon the bride is the same angel who put a curse upon the world. That, oh, Capernaum, thou who sit here, who calls yourself by the name of angels, the word of God is belching right beneath you. 1,500 miles this way.
1,500 miles
this way.
300 miles going up.
40 miles deep.
40 miles.
You shall go to the Southern Sea.
We shall dig up the Southern Sea.
The judgments are upon the land. But Rahab, where is the token? Do you have the token of this
land?
It is the time of judgments. The wrath of God is moving upon the land. And Brother Branham, he was praying. Attitude, and who is God? 15 August 1950. He came to paragraph
8.
He said, grant it, Lord, that something be said or done tonight that will cause the wayward to come back to Christ. For we feel praised in the Spirit that judgments are upon this land in these last days, that nations breathing germs to be scattered throughout the whole world, that diseases and plagues shall hit the world, that doctors will know nothing about.
Said,
Father, we have to believe in divine healing then. That, but that thing was forbidden to touch those who have the seal of the Holy Ghost. Because that's the safety. The Holy Ghost is the token of the day. In the message of the token, 1 September 1963, on paragraph 274, Brother Branham says, he will only look for the token. That's the message of the hour. It's the token of the day. What did he see in the preview of the bride? What were they displaying? The blood of God. The message of their day. So the message of Yahweh is the token of the day. It is the token of the day. It is the message of Yahweh. So we are living in a time of judgment. Great judgments are upon this land. Adoption part 4.
Paragraph
87. God is wanting to bless his church. Sons and daughters, God, let me live to see it. It's my prayer. So close to God, I can just feel it with my hands almost. That's what I've longed for. Waiting for the time when you walk down the street, there lays a cripple. Laying there from his mother's womb, silver and gold are thine. Oh, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When God will make himself known, when they will stop diseases,
sicknesses,
they will stop cancer. They will stop diseases. You think cancer is something? The Bible said there is coming a time when man will rot right in their flesh, and the bastards will eat of carcasses. Before they even die, cancer is too dark to what is the coming. But remember that horrible thing was forbidden in that day to touch those with the seal of God. That is what we are striving for, to get in and be possessionally blessed in the kingdom of God before these horrible plagues strike. Oh, how good the dispensation of time. So Rahab is the time of judgment. It's the time of judgment. In 2010, it was Haiti. 300,000 people died. 2011, it was Japan. 30,000 people died. You know what the Japanese did? They realized that when the earthquake comes, they move the plutonic rock. A rock beneath the surfaces. So they dug deep down to put the foundations of that building on the plutonic rock. So when the earthquake hit Japan, March 2011, when the plutonic rock was moving, the buildings were moving also. And the buildings did not fall down. They began to burst. Not even Mother Nature can harm us. And God descended down in his judgments. He rose a tsunami about 40 meters high, traveling at a faster speed, about 200 something kilometers per hour. And the buildings that fell down, walls are everywhere. Judgment is on the hand. Rahab saw the oncoming storms of judgment. What can I do?
Said,
put the token. Put it on the window. She did not wait for tomorrow, but she put it right then. Hearing, recognizing, and acting on the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She acted on the word. She put the token. When the wrath was coming, she was saved under the token. Her and her household, they were all saved. Then
Rahab,
a mistress of the gender bride, she was married unto
Solomon
and brought forth Jesus Christ. She became the great-great-grandmother of the Lord Jesus Christ. A mistress of the gender bride in the Ephesians. Mulunga kudalizeni.
Mwari vakuropa fadzi.
God bless you. Thank you.